crypto wallet company Blockchain is launching a multi-million dollar giveaway of Stellar Lumens. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Tuesday, November 6th. Also on today's show, prediction market Augur is seeing activity around Tuesday's U.S. midterm election, and crypto mining firm Bitfury has announced an $80 million private placement. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Bitmain is launching two new Antminer models targeting the Bitcoin mining industry. The crypto hardware manufacturing giant announced Tuesday that the new Antminer S15 and T15 machines will be powered by the recently revealed 7nm ASIC processor and will go on sale November 8th. The new miners possess industry-leading hash rates designed to mine with the SHA-256 algorithm, according to a tweet from the company. The 7nm chip was first announced in late September by Bitmain's CEO and co-founder Jihan Wu, who said it would be more energy efficient and powerful than the older models. While specs for the chip haven't been released in full, Wu said during his original announcement that it would include more than a billion transistors and achieve a ratio of energy consumption to mining capacity that is as low as 42 joules per terahash. Details on the new Antminers are also sparse, with a holding page on the company's website offering no information at press time. The U.S. election drama may be dragging Augur out of the doldrums. The decentralized betting platform, built on Ethereum, enjoyed a promising launch in July, but then stagnated due to a clunky user experience and a general decline in the use of decentralized applications. But as Tuesday's midterm elections in the U.S. approach, money is pouring into the Augur platform. The market for which party will control the House after the 2018 U.S. midterm election has 3,517 Ether, or nearly $727,000, staked on it as of the time of writing, according to Predictions Global, a website that allows users to view and search for Augur markets. The market has surpassed will the price of Ethereum exceed $500 at the end of 2018. For months, that was the market with the most open interest by a wide margin, with $523,000 staked at the time of writing. The midterm election market is also the most liquid on the platform, according to Predictions Global, with target liquidity over 250 Ether. The rush of funds into the midterm market, which gives the Democrats a 66% chance of taking the House, compared to an 88% chance on 538's poll-based model, has pushed the total dollar amount staked on Augur to a new record, nearly $2.1 million. Blockchain, with a capital B, the crypto wallet provider, says it's about to stage what it's calling the largest crypto giveaway in history. The company will distribute $125 million worth of Stellar Lumens, also known as XLM, nearly half a billion tokens, to blockchain wallet holders who sign up for the airdrop. The first batch of recipients will see their tokens arrive within the week, the company said. The amount of XLM being dropped to each wallet was not disclosed. With the news, Stellar becomes the first partner for Blockchain's airdrop program and guiding framework, which was announced last month. Blockchain is also working with Charity Water, Stanford D School's Emerging Tech Initiative, Code.org, and Network for Good to boost the adoption of XLM. Jed McCaleb, co-founder of the Stellar Development Foundation, said in a press release that his organization believes airdrops are key to building a more inclusive digital economy. Bitfury Group, the crypto mining tech firm, has just closed an $80 million funding round led by venture capital firm Corlaia Capital. Also participating in the private placement were investors such as Mike Novogratz's Galaxy Digital, Macquarie Capital, Dentsu, Armat Group, and others, according to Bitfury. Advising Bitfury on the funding was an investment bank, Brian Gamier & Company. Bitfury is best known for manufacturing processors and devices used for mining cryptocurrencies. and it launched a new ASIC chip known as Clark for Bitcoin mining in September. It said at the time it plans a new range of miners based on the processor. The firm also capitalizes on its mining tech business by running crypto mining data centers in countries such as Canada, Norway, Iceland, and the Republic of Georgia. The new Clark chip will be installed across these facilities as well, the firm said. The funding round came after Bitfury was said to be eyeing going public via an IPO as a way of raising funds in late October. A news report at the time suggested the firm might list in Amsterdam, London, or Hong Kong, possibly as soon as next year, though a final decision hasn't been made. For more on today's stories, or to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.